Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Yunishvas Ayin B'Yakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Samer Gimel. Throughout the Daf, the Gemara differentiates between someone who says Heilach, Hey Yud Lam and Chof, which means this is for you, do it with it as you please, as you want, it's in front of you. Or he says the word Heilach. Heilach means to walk. And the Gemara has a discussion regarding Heilach. If Heilach is Kischi or Lav Kischi, does hoylich mean you will walk it, but you will not be zoich with it? Or hoylich means kischi, right away you can go home and pick it up and be zoich in it. My Rebbe Ramos Shapir Zitzal always used to say the following insight. I tried to find a source to it, and I couldn't find it. So if anybody knows or can find it, please let me know. He used to say that the letter hey in Aleph Beis can be spelled in three different ways as brought down in the Sefer Mikubalim. You can either spell it Hey Yud, or Hey Hey, or Hey Aleph. But regardless, the letter Hey means, here is this in front of you. That's what the letter Hey represents. Similar to what says in the Pasuk of Parashat Vayigash, when Yosef speaks to the people of Mitzrayim, he tells them, Hey Lachem Zera, here in front of you is seeds, go and support yourself. So the letter Hey, it means Hey Lach. What we're saying here in our sugya, heilach, means here is in front of you. Here, this thing is for you. Do with it as you please. Do with it as you were told. That's what the letter hey means. The letter A represents something in front of you. And with this, my Rebbe used to explain that that's what the Gemara says, that Olam Haba was created with the letter Yud. Olam Hazeh was created with the letter hey. Olam Haba created with the letter Yud, that's already brought down, that Yud is al Shem HaMachshav Nemro, as Rashi says in Chumash. Yud means something which is the thought, which is the idea, the concept, where we're trying to get to, Olam Haba. But Olam Hazeh is what is standing in front of you. Olam Hazeh is created with the letter He. He means, Hey Lach, here is this in front of you, this is what we have. And that is the name of Hashem. The name of Hashem is a Yud and a He. Yud means the Machshava, and hey, when it comes lemaise, it has to come and it has to come to fruition. Because the whole avoido in Olam Hazeh is to bring Rutz and Hashem to fruition. That's the letter hey in front of you. What you see, what you can see in front of us. That is the reason always the letter hey is hey hayadia. Whenever I want to say something which is known, I want to speak about something that's something specific. If I say table in Lashon HaKodesh, it's shulchan. If I say ha-shulchan, the table, the hey makes it the, because hey means it's here in front of you. I'm pointing out to it. And this is mamish the mashmos of our sugya. Says the Gemara, if someone said the word hoylech, which means to walk it, hoylech was a discussion. What does hoylech mean? Could hoylech mean kischi? Hoylech lav kischi. But if it says heylach, heylach means here it is in front of you, the way it is, the way you understand, the way you were ordered, the way you want to do it, that's what you should do. Whatever's in front of you, that's what the word heylach means. And that comes back to this yesod, that heilach is the letter hey. The letter hey means what's in front of you. Do the way you see it. I'm not coming to change anything, to give you new orders. I'm just doing what's in front of you. That's what you should do. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.